Hi and good evening and welcome to THFC Till I Die, your home of Tottenham past, present and the exciting future under Ange Postecoglou as Tottenham get ready for the 24-25 Premier League season. It's the season where Ange will win us something. I am fully convinced of that. I am so convinced of that, I will go and put a bet on that Tottenham will win a cup and finish second or third in the league. It's going to happen. But joining me tonight on this new show, it's called THF Talks, get my teeth in, Transfer Talk and Rumours, Episode 1, is my usual co-host, the man that's been with me really since nearly the start of the channel, since the conception of THFC Till I Die, where it rebooted itself from TTG. It's the one and only Mr. Philip Brady. How are you this evening, Philip?
Yeah, I'm okay, Dermot. I'm fine. I'm sort of in between matches now. I don't... Pre-season is so funny, you know. We've now got to wait till Saturday for another match, which is tricky. But the two so far have been good. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to what happens out in the Far East.
Yeah, the two have been good, Philip. And what's excited you more about the two games already? I mean, for me, it's been the kids. It's been the way that we've played. And it's the way that everyone is really, really getting into this Ange Ball stuff. So where are you on it? Where's your...
Pretty much the same. I mean, I like the movement that was the push and run movement. Mm. It reminds me so much of the old Spurs of the 50s and 60s, and also a bit like the Keith Birkinshaw era as well. Mm. But it's the young kids. It's the likes of Mikey Moore, who's they're talking about the Lamal fella that played for Spain. Mikey Moore is our prodigy. He really is.
Yeah.
He is going to be a superstar. Then we've got the likes of Bergvall coming on, Archie Gray, all the young lads, Lancashire. And you can see what Ange is doing here. He's building a team with young talent and mixing it up with a few experienced heads. And that is a real positive for the future.
It is, Philip. And look, I cannot wait. And look, we haven't done much transfers. And there's a lot of frustration out there. There's a lot of some fans are saying it's the same old Levy. There's some fans who are going to get players in at the end before the start of the season. Firstly, we can understand we all want players in before pre-season. We all do. That's a given. But transfers are not done that way, are they? We know that. I mean, we're known for breaking transfer news. Today, I spent most of the day working behind the channel, getting this show ready. Really didn't know what we're going to talk about tonight, Philip, because there was no transfer news whatsoever. Come 10 to 5, my phone was hopping from 10 to 5 to 10 to 7 with every bit of news coming out. So it takes time, doesn't it? Transfers do take time, sadly.
I think, no, and then this isn't a dig at anybody, but I think FIFA, the FIFA board or the PC game maybe have a lot to do with this. You press a button on that, you buy a player. I wish it was as easy. On FIFA, you're not dealing with agents. You're not dealing with temperamental players. You're not dealing with chairman who won't pay the asking price. There's a whole lot of factors that go into a transfer. Yeah. It's like a jigsaw puzzle, right? And it's never finished. The last piece in the jigsaw is when the players picture the Hotspur away with a shirt. Then you can believe it's happening. But unfortunately, it does take time. And the more successful your club is, or the more money the agents think your club has, then the more they look to get for their players. And it'll happen. All I can say is be patient, lads. We've already got two brilliant signings in. We've got Lucas Bergvall from Sweden, who was going to be an absolute star. And we've got Archie Gray from Leeds, who's the young player of the year in the championship last season, has proved himself to be an excellent player. We've got them too. And there'll be at least 2 to 3 more, I think, Dermot.
Yeah, and we've got another three or four coming in. We've got Werner in as well on another loan deal.
I forgot about him. Yeah. So, like, I mean, it's not been a static transfer window. You think we've done nothing? We've got 6 weeks to go before it finishes, and we will have our full complement by then. And also, we'll have got rid of a few players as well, which we'll talk about later.
We will. Well, let's go through these people in the chat. Big up to the Hotspur Lounge. Big up to Simon as well. Simon Curry, how are you? Says evening. Evening, sorry, the Hotspur Lounge. Evening, lads. Evening, Hotspur Lounge. What's his name, Philip? Because I
Chiesa.
Is he coming? More about that in a minute, Simon. Hang on, I've got that for you. Killian Kenny, big up, Killian. Hope you're doing well. Big up, Domo and Phil. Boris says, got some news for you guys I've heard and seen. Well, we look forward to hearing that, Boris. Killian says, Mr. Brady, what a beast. Dermo Højbjerg to Marseille. I'm going to have my say in that in a minute. And I'm really annoyed at Højbjerg, actually. I'm angry with him. Because I've done a pre-record, Philip, of why Højbjerg should stay at Spurs. Was going to upload it Saturday night, and I then get a WhatsApp message, Højbjerg's been sold to Marseille. So I wasted 10 minutes of my life talking about Højbjerg. And then he left. So that upload will never see the light of day.
I'll keep it just in case the transfer falls or he comes back in a year's time or something, you know?
No. Might do.
I be will.
Boris says it's about the South Korean lad from reports. My sources on the friendly game against the K-League, the 11th will be announced where the player is getting transferred by the club. Is that CEO? I'm waiting for an update on that. Now, I what I've heard is what you heard, Boris, but I'm hearing something different. So if I hear anything tomorrow, I'll let you know straight away, Boris. But Boris has been all over this, by the way. Mm. So big up to Boris. Boris is our roving reporter out there for the channel. He's out there sticking microphones into people's nostrils where he should, a bit like Martin Brundle on his grid work, when he sticks his microphone into people, the posh people on the grid. This is Boris. He goes into clubs. Give me the lates for my channel, for the channel. So big up, Boris. As well, we've got Wayne Bonner. Good evening, one and all. Hope you are well. And have we bought into the last 16 new players yet?
Oh, no. Have we bought in at least 16 new players? No, we're only 14 off. We're only 14 off at Wayne. We're getting there.
14. Yeah, we're getting there. And then big up to Neil. Andrew's putting in a similar system like we saw Spain have much success with England. The quick flicks, the chips, which made Spain look so much faster. Do you know what?
That's a good point.
I think Neil's hitting the ground.
If you notice that, if you notice the flicks we were doing, like the flick from Kulusevski to make the goal on set for Brendan Johnson against Hearts. Mm. That's the type of thing. The through ball from to the 1-2 with Maddison and Bissouma on Saturday. Yeah. That wasn't happening. Well, it was starting to happen a bit last season, but it kind of fell away a bit. Mm. Now I think we're going to see a Tottenham team that is so fluid in the movement. We're going to bamboozle a lot of teams next season.
We've got Hotspur Lounge. Brian Hill is in talks to join Genoa, according to some sources. Philip heard that as well.
Now,
what I'm hearing myself from my source is that it may be a loan deal. Yeah. That no club for him or Reglon want to buy them permanently. So it's going to be a loan to deal. It's going to be a loan deal. The Højbjerg deal is a loan with an obligation to buy. And it's around about 20 million euro, which isn't bad for a player in the last year of his contract, Philip, to be fair.
No, it's very good, actually. Yeah.
Did you see the reception Højbjerg got when he landed in Marseille last night?
No, I didn't see that, no.
In the middle of the night, there was thousands of Marseille fans with flares and everything. It was mental.
They're probably still after him for scoring that goal 2 years ago in the Champions League.
Who would be our new number five? I don't know. But I know who our new number one is, Philip at Tottenham.
Yeah, I saw that. Had to be, sure. Vicario had to get that.
Well, I'm actually pleased he's got the number one shirt. Who do you think is going to get the number five shirt?
I'd say they might give it to Romero this season.
No, Romero like 17. I don't think he wants to give it to
Mickey van der Ven then.
Mickey van der Ven, he may get that. Big up everyone and welcome. Philip, Tottenham are off again on their travels. I was saying to you today, when are they going? We both thought it would be tomorrow. I waited all day for the squad list to be announced. And this is the squad list. It's a big squad. 31 players. Firstly, Philip, is that too much? Is that too big of a squad?
Well, okay, we've got what? Three matches to play right now. I can't see everyone. Okay, everyone might get a few minutes. Some players only get 5 or 10 minutes. No, I think it's a team bonding exercise. Like the likes of George Abbott, Alfie Devine, James Donnelly, Luca Gunter, Tyrese Hall. Those lads. Mikey Moore up to a point. They haven't really been around the first team squad too long or not at all. So it'll give them a chance to get to know the senior players. Again, it's all going to be a bonding exercise that we brought in under the Ange banner. And I think it's perfect. It's perfect. Like, I mean, let's face it. The flying out, the charter the plane, right? That plane has 99 seats on it. So why not fill it? You know, you're paying the same for the plane when there's 50 people on it or 70. So bring the players out. Let them experience the atmosphere out in the Far East. And just let them see how big Tottenham are in places like Korea. Mm. And I think it'd be a great move for the lads, even though a lot of them might not get too much game time.
I mean, you look at the kids. I mean, one thing about the kids, Philip, they don't have to be registered as a squad player. Your squad player is 25. So with the youngsters, they can be. You can have a team of a squad of 30. Because youngsters don't have to be registered, which is a good thing in a way. I want to see more Jed Spence, to be fair. Destiny's there, Vicario's there. I want to see a bit of Velez as well, see what he can bring. I want to see a bit more of Ashley Phillips and also a bit more of the kids as well. Is there any players you want to see more on this who you're looking forward to seeing on this tour?
Well, I'm looking forward to see Lancashire. Like, I think he may get a big game time. obviously, Mikey Moore, I think he is... I think he's probably going to be one of the youngest players in a first-team squad next season in the Premiership, if not the youngest. And obviously, my big hope for next season is Lucas Bergvall. I just think that guy has got it all. And I hope he can prove it. I know he got injured on Saturday. I watched his highlights reel there today now, and the things he did in 26 minutes was more than most players did in the entire 90. You know, he was all over that game.
I mean, look, I know you're a big Bergvall fan, but don't forget Archie Gray's been absolutely sensational.
Oh, yeah, well. I'm not forgetting Archie Gray. Archie Gray's been very, very good. But I'm thinking Archie Gray has played in England before. Bergvall hasn't. He's kind of taken it to like a duck to water, you know?
Solomon getting his first sort of proper now thing since injury. It's the first time since 91 since they've been in Japan, Philip. I think it's 33 years since the lads went to Japan.
Right.
They're then going over to South Korea.
Yeah.
As well with Sonny. And then they're back then at Wise Hart Lane for the last friendly. Look, you and me had the discussion about Foster last night and Lucas Gunter and Brendan Austin. I still stand by that. I think Foster is probably coming to the end of his career, that he'd be good there for experience for the younger goalkeepers and maybe do a bit of coaching as well on the side as well. But I do feel you're going to have to probably start with the younger lads
I disagree with you last night. I'm still going to disagree. I think Fraser Foster will be the backup goalkeeper. As you say, he may do a little bit more in the background. Okay, he'll not be there for every game. They will give the likes of Whiteman, Austin, and don't forget the young lad from Ireland.
Yeah.
Josh Keely. He's got promoted.
He's got promoted to the under-21s this season.
Yeah, that's right. He'll be in thereabouts when it comes. But no, I think Foster, he's got a broken foot at the minute. Chances are he might not. Only thing can happen to Foster, he might not be fit for the start of the season, right? And if that's the case, then it's a golden opportunity for one of the other lads to nail down the second goalkeeper spot. Yeah. But I feel if Foster is fit, he will take it.
If that is the case, then, and it's down to the younger goalkeepers to look, okay, this is our chance to step up. Out of Austin, Gunter and Whiteman, which one would you pick?
Tough one. I'm doing this based on the save that he made against QPR on Saturday, is Brandon Austin.
I thought Gunter played agile. The whole game. Gunter played.
Austin played the first half.
Did he?
Yeah, he made that save and he tipped the boy with the fuzzy hair. He hit his shot over the bar. Yeah. They changed it. Listen, Austin or Gunter played well as well, but I think Gunter is young. Austin is a bit more experienced. Been around a bit longer.
I think Austin's got great potential, and I really do like him. And I think he's got great potential to become a really, really good player.
The only problem we're going to have, Dermot, is this, right? If Vicario played every single minute of the Premiership last season, right? There's going to be very little option for these players to get games, unless it's in the Europa League or the Carabao Cup or whatever. But when you look at it, though, we've got five goalkeepers. We've got Vicario, we've got Foster, we've got Abbott, we've got Austin, we've got Whiteman, and we've got Keely.
Yeah,
we're very well served in the goalkeeper department. So,
and don't also forget the under-21s are in European action this season as well.
That's right. Yeah.
You are right. Sorry, I apologise, Philip. He did start and then Gunter started the second half. Sorry. So, look, you've got the youngsters in European competition as well, which is great experience for them as well, Philip.
Yeah.
To be fair.
Oh, yeah, it is.
What do you expect from the players like Jed Spence now and Valiz? And players, another player like, I would say, Richarlison and Emerson Royale. Do you feel this is their last chance to prove to Ange, I can do what you want me to do in your system? Because the likes of Jed Spence and, for me, Velez, this is their time. Jed Spence, for me, has been sensational. So
Velez, a funny point. I don't think he's near the end of his tether with Tottenham. I think he'll probably go out on loan this season, but he will come back. He's a good player. He hasn't been too impressive in pre-season, but he will come good. Jed Spence, to me, is playing for his future at Tottenham, and he's doing a damn good job of it.
Yeah.
I mean, if Ange, as I suspect, is going to give everybody a clean sheet, he's not going to be prejudiced by previous managers' opinions on players. If that's the case, Jed Spence would be on his bike by now, but he's not.
Yeah.
I think he'll be there in the squad as a backup to the fullbacks during the summer. Or during the season, he might not play every game, but I mean, some of it, he's really, really trying. You've got to give it to the lad; he really is trying.
Yeah, so I think he's been sensational, Philip, in the first two games. I thought he's great at Hearts, and then great again at QPR the second half.
Yeah,
when he come home. Now, that is the tour, and of course, you can all the preseason games there will be live here on THFC Till I Die. You will not miss a kick. I'm on a Saturday. I think Tequila's due and joining me because Philip is away. Then we're on next Wednesday. Me and Philip are back again and next Wednesday at midday for the kickoff. And then it's a midday kickoff on the Saturday for the Bayern Munich game. And then we've got the Bayern Munich return at White Hart Lane the following Saturday. And then the following Monday, Philip, it all begins. The whirlwind of...
It's just horrible that Arsenal kick off the season on the Friday night and we have to wait till Monday.
That's the hard part. There'll be some crack of Arsenal lose, though.
Yeah, we can but hope. Yeah,
I may go on to that watch along with Bobby just to give him a bit of enthusiasm. Do you know what I mean? Start the season. Start the banter early.
I wouldn't call it enthusiasm, but carry on.
Now, Philip, I'm a bit upset. And Mrs. Tron had to console me last night and Saturday night. She really did, bless her. Højbjerg has left. He's gone to Marseille. It's a done deal. It's a year line with an obligation to buy with a 20 million euro transfer. Now, Højbjerg is Marmite. You like him or you don't like him. And he really does define the fan base, doesn't he, Philip? You look at me and Mir, we had our debate on Højbjerg, which was a debate that will go down in the ages as good as Donald Trump and Joe Biden's debate. I mean, that's how good it was. It was so one-sided in Mir's favour. But were we missing Philip? Was Højbjerg a better player than Tottenham fans? Some Tottenham fans gave him credit for, and I think he was.
Yeah. I mean, the fact he only started 8 matches last season would tend to say that Ange didn't rate him as highly as he rated Bentancur and Bissouma and Papa Sarr. So I think, and now you can add Bergvall and God knows who else to that list now in the summer. So, yeah, a good player, always gave his all. He'd be the type of boy you want beside you in the trenches. That's absolutely no doubt about that. He had his limitations, but then again, every player has. I personally thought he was like he's better playing slightly forward like he does for Denmark. But he had a mistake or two in him, as most players have at some stage or other. And I would have been happy enough for him to stay, but I'm not absolutely crying my eyes out that he's gone. I felt he, for his own sake, he's better off going to a team where he play regularly football, because he couldn't be guaranteed that at Tottenham next season. So that was the reason why he decided to go, you know?
He was one of my favourite players. I'm not
jumping up and down that he's gone. I mean, he's gone, and good luck to the lad. But if he'd stayed, I would have been more than happy for him to stay. But I think for his own sake, he's better to go on.
Best Højbjerg moment, memory?
That goal against Marseille.
Yeah.
We were out. We were in serious trouble in that game.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if we'd drawn, would we've even got through. And that's the one, Dermot, where I was standing in this cube Boston airport when he scored.
Yeah.
And that's I nearly got arrested.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that. For me, it was the moment when we played Chelsea at home last season, and he came on, and I remember doing the watch along with you, and he kicked the ball off the line. We were down to 9 men.
Yeah.
And just his reaction, just his everything just oozed out of him, or what a type of player he was.
Yeah. Oh, he's wholehearted. He'd give it him. He's wholehearted. He'd give his all for every team.
And for me, there was times Eric Dier, Sanchez, all them players couldn't give a toss about the badge. Didn't give the role. And he was the only one of the few that did under Mourinho, under Conte, under Nuno. You could count on him. Even when we went 5-0 down when we lost to Newcastle, 6-1?
Yeah.
He was one of the few players that actually came out in that second half and gave his all. Yeah. Even our captain couldn't be bothered to come out for the second half, to be fair.
Yeah, no, that was terrible. That was the end of Hugo Lloris at Tottenham. He never played again after that.
No.
Good luck to him. He's a wholehearted player. He's an old school. He's old school. He's not fancy fancy down with tricks and flicks. What it says on the tin with Højbjerg. Mm-hmm. And I think he'll be missed at Tottenham. That's no doubt about it. He will be missed.
Yeah.
But we should be able to cope. I think we've enough players in that position to be able to.
So Højbjerg's gone. I want to say big up to Carl Simpson as well. Big up, Carl. He says, hello, Carl. Gents. Hope you're both well. Carl, when you coming to join us for one of these shows? Because Mr. Brady is past his bedtime. And it's past his bedtime. Yeah. I need somebody to join me for any shows because it's past Mr. Brady's bedtime.
Don't be so smart, you know. Man.
I couldn't resist it. You were yawning. I could not resist it, Philip. I couldn't resist it. I'm sorry.
I was at work early this morning. That's why.
Yeah, I couldn't resist that. I am so sorry.
You will be.
It was just too good of a gift not to take.
Beware. The retribution will be swift and merciless.
The season is long. God help me. Neil said Spence and his treatment last season might have slapped some reality. Very true. Yeah. Galatasaray, he barely played. And when he played a little for Genoa, that bubble burst for him, so now there's no mugging. Philip, he played for Rennes as well. Was it his third game? He actually had Man Bad playing in his pocket. I mean, he's a decent, player. There's no discrediting his talent. He's got the talent.
Yeah, I think the fact is that he was a club signing, not a Conte signing. Mm-hmm. And that got up his nose. That got up everybody's nose, I think. And he was barely treated. He wasn't treated very well, now, to be honest. Farmed out on loan as many times as he's been. Mm-hmm. So now, but this year, it probably is his last chance to actually, convince Ange that he's a place in the squad. And he's going the right way about it. He's done plenty so far. He would have convinced me if I was a doubting Thomas, that's for sure.
Well, he's convinced me already. We've got Louis says Hill is going to Genoa, which is great for Spurs, and now going to transfer. Look, I have asked my sources, so I'm waiting on a reply for that. I expect 3 in by the end of the week. So do I, Carl. That's what I'm hearing. Hill and Reggie gone by tomorrow. That's what I also am hearing as well. And I've just heard that in the last few seconds, actually. Where could Reglund go to? Philip, look, let's talk a bit about Reglund, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ivan Toney, could it be used as a bargaining chip for to bring Ivan Toney to Tottenham, like player plus cash?
It's possible. He did quite well at Brentford last season.
Mm.
You know, so maybe
could he go back to Man United.
Yeah. No, I don't think he'd go back to Man United because he left them mid-season. I don't think he'd be going back there. Brentford could be a home for him. Yeah, absolutely. Mm.
And Carl also says he's in talk with a Spanish club. Now, that could be Villarreal, could be Atletico Madrid. Now, who else did Gallagher? I'm hearing tonight Gallagher asked Trippier about Atletico Madrid. And apparently Trippier has advised him to go there. Okay. So could you see Gallagher heading there as well?
I can't see Atletico Madrid paying the wages he's on at Chelsea. That's the thing there. If he goes to Atletico Madrid, he's going to take a hell of a pay cut, whether he wants to do that. Because Spanish players are not as well paid as the Premiership, unless they're the really top ones. But, it's interesting. Atletico Madrid with a manager, they are a very good team to go to. You'll become a better player under Simone. But, you don't want to cross him.
Apparently, Carl says Philip is yawning because he's waiting to finish as he's off clubbing. Of course,
on the Monday night, Carl, you must be joking.
Yeah, he's going down to Dublin now to the 24-hour nightclub.
I'm going to an all night rave.
Yeah, in his back garden.
There's two guys with a fiddle and a banjo.
Who's the Philip and the cow? Yeah. You can't forget the cow. There has to be a cow somewhere in the field.
No, actually, I have 6 cows out in the field behind us, but they've been moved on because they cut the grass. But they used to come up and put their noses over the wall to get petted every morning. Gas. Yeah.
It is.
So I have 6 pet cows in the backfield, you know.
I tell you one thing, you'd be great on Jeremy Clarkson's farm. I think you and Caleb would work very well together.
Oh, lovely. Yeah.
Luke, I tell you, I love Jeremy Clarkson's girlfriend in that.
She's good. Very good.
She came down and did something, and I said to Derville afterwards, I said, that's something what you would say to me if I did something wrong. It was just like she said what she said, and I was looking around like I haven't done anything.
Did you know that she survived a plane crash?
Yeah, she did. Yeah,
and then she went and joined up with Clarkson, which is another plane crash.
I haven't watched the whole of the third series yet, so
I haven't seen the second. I saw the first one.
Louis says Spence is 24 now and he's out of his grumpy teenage years.
You'd hope so. Yeah.
Rudu's potentially left back to challenge Destiny once Reggie's gone. I can see that happening. And Simone is a tough match. Yeah. I wouldn't like to play with them. I would not like to play with them.
He looks like a bouncer at a nightclub, so he does when he's on this.
Yeah. Now we've talked about Reglon and Hill. Of course, then you're wondering about the other players. Foster, Bentancourt, Van de Ven, Romero, Lo Celso. Well, they will be back before the start of the season after representing their countries in the latter stages of Copa America and Euro 2024.
I'd say they'll be waiting for the team when they come back from Far East on the 4th or 5th of August.
Now, Ange was asked about Bentancourt, about what he said. We're not going to go in down that rabbit hole, but no. Angie's come out and said there will be more discipline into you. There will be more discipline action against him when he gets back, but it's being led by Sonny.
What do you mean being led by Sonny?
They're asking Sonny what you want me to, what discipline do we give him? So that's
but,
what
but, the club but are Sonny has come out and forgiven him, so why would they be bringing that up again?
The club are going to have to make us.
Yeah, but they don't put it on Sonny. It's very unfair to put it on Sonny. Sonny has already given him his blessing, so the club want to do it fair enough, but keep it away from Sonny.
We've got also. He was asked about Romero as well, and the singing that some of the Argentinian players were doing about the French. Ange said the club are looking into that. Van de Ven,
PC gone mad.
The
association, the Argentinian association, should punish them, and that should be an end of it. You know.
Well,
it didn't happen in a club game, but
there is rules within the Premier League, Philip, that the Premier League, something we're getting into another stage. I'm not going to get into it now. But I'm just saying that the club, there could be a couple of disciplinary actions. Lo Celso could be going to Villa, but he won't be back. Can you see Lo Celso at the club at the start of next season, Philip?
Not if Jacob Ramsey comes to us, but
no.
If this Jacob Ramsey thing falls through, yes, I do see Lo Celso still staying at the club.
I don't think Lo Celso... Celso, for me, is a very frustrating player, Philip. Because you see him playing for Argentina and you're thinking, Jesus, he's a great player. And you see him playing for us and he doesn't give the same...
But I don't think he's been given a proper chance. He rarely starts a game. He starts for Argentina. He comes on as a sub as well. But, you know, he's got a World Cup winner's medal. And he was actually injured for that, sorry. But he's got a Copa American medal. So he's actually got more medals than any of the rest of the squad. And I think he's a good backup player to have in the squad, you know. And he's bound to come good after the adventures that he's had in the summer. Maybe he'll come back fully renewed and ready to go.
And for me, he was given a good run there last season with all the injuries, and he didn't really make much of an impact, in my opinion.
Maybe he's not been playing properly in the right position either, you know.
And they did play in his 10 position where he normally is played, and for me, he's been given too many chances. And I think if you want to start afresh with a fresh squad, I think you need to move these players on.
But only if we get a replacement.
Yeah. I mean, Jacob Ramsey, that would be... I wouldn't mind Jacob Ramsey.
Oh, that'd be okay. I'd take that. I'd take that, no problem, you know.
Yeah. Big up to Early Doors Football TV. As I said, the only West Ham fan I like. He is. He's the only West Ham fan I like. He does a good show, Philip, on the Sunday evening. You sit there. It's a bit like going down, right? It's a bit like going with Alf Garnett and a bit of Del Boy. You go down for your pie and mash and your jelly eels, right?
Do you know that Alf Garnett was actually a Spurs fan? Alf Garnett wasn't a Spurs fan, yeah.
He was a massive Spurs fan. And you can sit down with them and watch this. It's a lovely feel when they do a show and they have an Arsenal fan in there. Of course, Early Doors is a West Ham fan. And it's great crack. It really is. It's a great show to watch on the Sunday evening. Please do it, because everyone do get over it. It is a cracking channel. And it's like being down the pub, sitting with your mates talking about football.
Yeah.
And he knows it's banter when I say about West Ham, about bubbles and men being too old to play with the bubbles, and Barney the dinosaur getting lost again. The mascot's always getting lost around the UK. I hope he takes it as banter, because that's what it is. The latest on Barney, he got lost in Europe during Euro 2024, Philip.
Okay.
He went over to support England. Now, the last I've heard, Barney's somewhere in Australia. He got drunk and took the wrong plane, so he's in Australia at the moment. West Ham can't afford to get him back, so they're waiting. I don't know what West Ham are trying to do, but apparently Chirpy as well went out there and called Rampages in Euro 2024. But there you go, mascots on tour. Mascots on tour. That's what it is. We've got Carl saying that wouldn't rule out that Depay for Spurs. There has been links for him.
Memphis
as Depay, well.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't really a huge success in his time at United, was he?
No, but he played one in Euros, Philip.
Yeah, he wasn't. Well, yeah, okay. Yeah, he was okay. Yeah.
He's saying, no, I wasn't blaming Romero. I was just making the point that Ange was asked about it, and Ange did say that Romero had nothing to do with it. But all clubs have been asked this season to be more strict on that side of the thing and discipline players instead of the Premier League and the FA disciplining them. So could be 2 weeks' wages or something like that. Hello, early indoors. We've got Neil, Griezmann, Morata, Depay. Why still already at Atletico? I mean, Spanish football next season, Philip's going to be great to watch. It really is.
That will be, yeah.
I'm glad to hear. And he said, thank you, Dermot. Glad you liked the show. I love the show. I tell everyone to watch it. Philip, dude, it's a great show. Mm. He says, it's all love and war, Dermot, but always good to support each other as content creators. And that's what it is, isn't it, Philip?
Yeah,
it's about supporting each other. Yeah. And early doors, get in touch with me. We'll get you one for the pre-season show that I'm putting together. We're going to get myself. We're going to get Colm on, myself, Philip. The four people that run this channel are going to be on. Bobby's going to be on for the Arsenal side. We'll get you on for the West Ham side. And then we'll get somebody else on for the Chelsea side as well. We'll make it a bit for London.
And Michael Oliver to referee it.
Neil says, Chris Difford, Trailbrook, Ray Winston, Hammer supporters, along with Iron Maiden. Iron Maiden, yeah. I saw that the other day. It was a bit of a shock. Now, Philip, Tottenham have... Now, there's two parts to this PDF, so I read the first bit out and then I go to the second part. So this was out about 1 or 2 o'clock today. It was actually Carl that sent me it. And it is Tottenham have reportedly agreed a deal to sign Federico... What's his name?
Chiesa,
right? Chiesa. An 85 goal striker is next on the wish list. So I sent it to our sources, and this is what I got back from my source. Tottenham advancing in talks to sign Federico Chiesa from Juventus. Understand the new boss, Thiago Motta, does not have Chiesa in his plans going forward. Player wants to stay in Serie A, but only option on the table of now are Spurs. Philip is a great striker. He's very prolific. Mm. We need that striker in the team. We are missing that Harry Kane type striker. The amount of chances we'd make, he'd gobble them up, Philip. He'd be on 30 goals easy.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that probably one of the reasons he doesn't want to leave Italy, he got married at the weekend. So I'd say that's probably his wife. Maybe doesn't want to leave Italy or something like that. Mm. But he would be a good signing for Tottenham, I tell you. But again, I don't want a player coming that's been forced out of the door and doesn't have his whole heart in it. You know, that's, we don't want that either. But I'd take him, certainly.
I don't think he's been forced out. He's been told, look, you're not going to get game time.
It's the next best thing. He said, listen, if you stay, you don't play. So what are you going to do? You know, he has been forced out. Really.
And he's going to want to play to stay in the Italian with the World Cup coming up as well in 2 years' time, Philip. There's that to think of as well.
Oh, listen, it will be a good move for him as long as he can get his head around it and be agreeable and not be. But as somebody puts in the chat later on there, we do have a big Italian influence at Tottenham anyway. So, you know, it's not as if he's not going to be have a language problem or anything. There's going to be a lot of people speaking Italian there.
You know, you got your doggy, you got Vic, you got Vic, you got, and they're all Italian. Louis says, Chiesa, is that it?
Chiesa.
God, it took me a while to get Hoybier right. This is going to take me forever. Chiesa is better than Johnson. Definitely, Dermot. Good on early doors. Great. I'm looking forward to that already. Morata's gone to Milan. I heard that as well, actually. Tenland says, Chiesa is more of a winger. If this was 2020, I would take him with my eyes closed. But he's had loads of injuries and he's inconsistent. Apart from that, he is incredible. Do you know what? And Spurs do have a good work. Louis's right. We have a good working relationship with Juventus. With Paratici, with Tottenham and Juventus. There is also rumours out, Philip, that Napoli want to get Kulu for Conte. That's the latest rumor out as well.
No, good night to that. We're not selling Kulu.
But
hopefully,
you know, yeah. Mm. But that's the other rumor that's out now. That's another rumor that apparently the word and words, Philip, they've given Conte the tools to do the job. Now they want to give him a gift. So they want to bring in Kulu, who Conte wants.
If I was Kulu, I'd look back at the shit show he played under at Conte and say, no thanks.
Yeah. Neil says, I see a horse's head in his bed. He's made an offer he can't refuse.
Yeah.
Spurs have a good working relationship with Juventus. And Lewis says he would sell Kulu in a heartbeat.
Oh, no, I wouldn't have keep him. Even that Daniela, flick he made the goal the other night, that was worth his transfer fee alone, you know.
Yeah. And the first goal in the Hearts game, that flick.
Yeah.
I'm still having dreams about that first flick. Big up to Daniela. I'm gonna have to get this right. I'm gonna have to practice this now.
If you think of Chiesa.
Is he a real possibility? He is, Daniela. He is a real possibility. He could be signing for Spurs.
And what age is he? That's the one thing I want to look up. See what age he is, because that's going to...
The thing is as well, Philip, this deal could happen very quickly. Because there's a lot of deals at the moment, Philip, that can happen. As Carl says, Carl knows with me, and me and Carl nearly have the same source. I mean, there is rumours we've agreed personal terms. I'm still waiting for an update from my source, but I guarantee you tomorrow, Philip, I'm going to wake up in the morning with about three or four players joining Tottenham tomorrow.
Chiesa's 26, so he's okay age-wise.
Yeah. Carl says he's definitely worth a punt. He has potential that he has. Neil says, I think Kulu still stays considering he is a father-to-be. If he hasn't happened, I think Kulu stays. I can't see him wanting to go under Conte.
No,
personally myself, and I love Kulu. I think we've got the best ginger from Sweden. What more do you want?
Yeah.
Daniela, yes, there's even room. Now I'm waiting for an update. If you get more of an update quicker than me and Carl, let me know, and I will run it.
The personal terms is great, but it's the transfer fee with Juventus is the. The really cutting edge.
How much do you think he'd be worth, Philip?
I don't know. Probably maybe 25, 30 million. I don't know.
Look, for me, Philip, we do need a striker. You know.
Oh, we do. I know we do. But even, you know, if we even did a Højbjerg on us, brought him in on a season loan with an obligation to buy. Yeah.
I think most transfers are happening like that now, to be fair, Philip.
Yeah.
Lou says, I find kind of Kulu frustrating on the ball.
He can be, but he can produce magic at times as well.
They want 25 million. That's
fair enough. That's bargain basement stuff, really, compared to what some players are going for.
Bargain basement stuff. I'm hearing under 20 million, says Kulu. Carl says he will do. Big up, Carl.
20 million sterling is about 25 million euros, so, you know, give or take. Yeah.
Now, me and Philip disagree on this. We won't go into we will go into why we disagree in this, but all right, me and Philip really do disagree. It's so funny. Me and Philip always disagree on certain players. It's transfer window time. This is when Philip Stout and Thomas starts creeping in, right? He's got two people on his shoulder, right? He's got delusional Dermatron on one shoulder, right? Saying completely, and then he's got sensible Philip on the other shoulder said, don't believe it until the shirt's held up. And I love transfer windows because Philip is so funny. Right. Tottenham have been offered the chance to sign Manchester United midfielder Mason Mount. Manchester United seem willing to sanction the departure of Mason Mount just 5 months after signing him for Chelsea in the worth 16 million quid. He has been named to get going on traffic because of injuries. That's not his fault. They are looking to get him off their books. According to reports from HITC, Tottenham have been made aware of Mount's availability by the Indian Meteors. The North London club might have added Lucas Burville and Archie Gray to their squad, but neither of them is expected to be regular starters in the initial years. Now, I'm going to give you the reason why I think we should sign Mason Mount. A, he'll be a replacement. I've seen what you just put in the chat, you git. You're an absolute git. You are, Mr. Brady. You really are. You sod. You always do that. I'm about to say, and you put something in the chat makes me giggle. He would be a replacement for Højbjerg, that sort of thing. I think because of his injuries and because some players will go to some clubs, they just don't click. For some whatever reason, they just don't click. And I think a move to Tottenham, Mount is homegrown as well, and also Ange will put his arm around him like he has with Jed Spence. And look at the performances Jed Spence has been putting in. This is my reason. Now, this was on Team Talk, by the way. This is only a rumour. It's on Team Talk. I've also had it confirmed by my source as well that Ange does want Mount. He likes him. He sees something in him. Philip, we've got a lot of people in the chat. I'm going to bring this now. Let me guess, Dermo, why do you want Mount? Carl knows me too well. Neil Shafton, no amount from Mount. Mount is too injury prone for me and has been ineffective at Manchester United. I don't know who this fella is. I mean, this is the daftest and most ridiculous chat I've seen all night. If his transfer fee is 50p, I give it a take. I'm not a penny more. Cheapskate. Colin Cross, big up my Celtic brother. Me and Philip's Celtic brother. Of course, us being Irish, him being Welsh, we'll all stick together. And of course, Colin, we're jointly hosting the Euros in 4 years' time. You never know. We might all meet up at one in Ireland playing Wales in the final. Who knows? And then Philip and me will wake up.
Go and lie down in the darkened room quick.
Yeah, I think I need to. I can feel my delusion is getting higher now. It's getting above here now. Please, no way. I'm out too far for me. That is funny. I like that. That's a good one. Chile, the only way we're getting because Mount is homegrown. That's true. Big up to Ben Edwards. Hang on. Thing first. Big up to Ben Edwards. I love your photo. Danny Connor is Mr. Death is wearing red. Are you an Arsenal fan, Spurs fan, or a Liverpool fan? Let's know. He went, I take you're a Spurs fan, but I love the picture anyway. I think it's cool. And also, are you the F1 commentator, Ben Edwards? Just out of curiosity. Hell no. No, not Mason Mount. Carl Simpson says, Philip, Mount can pay us. I wouldn't let him come. The only on the promise that he scores against Chelsea and he celebrates in front of the Chelsea fans. And Neil said, he was poisoned by Lampard. I prefer McTominay, which is the other rumour going to happen, Philip, that we could get him as well.
Well, just to mention Mason Mount there. Mason Mount was a really, really good player and a decent enough derby team before he went to Chelsea. But I don't know what happened after that, really, you know. And that's probably the main reason. He's been to two Premiership clubs and hasn't cut it.
Yeah.
Anyway, McTominay now is another kettle of fish. McTominay, yeah. I would take McTominay.
Mm. Well, welcome, Ben. Please hit the like button and subscription button. And I love your YouTube picture. It's really cool. You see some good ones, don't you, Philip, on this channel?
Yeah, well, there's some very creative ones, all right.
That's a cool one. But yeah, welcome, Ben, and hope please do. Also, big up to Boris as well. Forgot to mention, Boris is a Patreon member, so please join Boris as a Patreon member. The link is in the description of this down below, so do hit there. We're doing fan shows coming up for the new season where Patreon members and channel members will get priority. And then we'll leave it out then to all your non-members. But do pick up your Patreon. It helps us keep doing what we love doing, which is content creating, which is bringing the latest news, which is getting all the latest transfer news for you, bringing it your first and fastest, which we did on Saturday with Højbjerg. We were the first channel to break that news, as we were last season with Harry Kane, with Ange Postecoglou. We don't clickbait in this channel. We give good, honest, breaking news. And that's what we do here. And we have good debates as well. And sometimes the debates through me and Philip do get heated. And we do get into an argument. But we both love Tottenham. We're both passionate about our club. And we're passionate about this channel. And that's why I think you, me, Philip, get heated sometimes because we are passionate about what we're talking about, which
and
is
football. And also when I want your opinion, I'll give it to you. Think about it.
That's my response.
You don't mean it.
You don't mean that either.
No, I don't. Of course I don't.
No. He's such a diva behind the scenes, though. I mean, he rarely is.
Where's my pink M&Ms, by the way? I haven't seen them for months.
Tequila next to them.
Oh, right, okay. Right.
You're old news now. He's the new boy in the book.
I must have a word.
The only person that would be happy is him and Mount. With Mount, Carl is saying, "Good old
go on.
Dermo, when I say deck, you say Dermo. When I say, I'm not saying it. I am sorry. I cannot say it. I am not going to say it. I'm sorry. I'm calling him Declan Traitor. That's what I'm naming him now. That is it, Declan Traitor. And Neil says, Philip, I beat it out of you.
Oh, God. That sounds bad. What did I do?
I think he's joking, Philip.
I hope so. No violence.
No. Now, Tottenham want around $60 million for Richarlison after Ilaia had indicated they would be interested in signing the Brazilian. Philip, the Saudi Pro League have $2 billion to spend on transfers.
Yeah, well, they're not sure to spend it.
Where are you going with this? I mean, we also got Kevin De Bruyne could be heading there as well. What a waste of talent if he goes there. I mean,
yeah, but then again, I tell you, Kevin De Bruyne is 32. Yeah. You know, he's looking to the future. He'll make an absolute killing in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
It'll be like practice matches for him out there. He's that good. Yeah. So I would be surprised if he stays at Man City. And also, Richarlison, if somebody offered $60 million for him, I'd take their arm off up to the elbow and beyond, right? But I wouldn't like to see him go for a huge loss that we take a hit on the transfer fee. If they want to pay $60 million, happy days.
Yeah, he doesn't want to go though, Philip. He doesn't want to go to Saudi Arabia.
But then again, I'd say if he sees the size of the pay packet he'd be offered, he might just change his mind, you know?
Yeah, I know. Well, Philip, look, that is it. That's the end of Transfer Talk and Rumours episode one. It's the first one off of the week. A little bit of news going around. Look, we're not on tomorrow unless something majorly breaks, which I've got in my bottom of my stomach. It is. So, Philip, look, just do you want to say anything about the channel? Like, subscribe and do all the
usual. I mean, if you could like and subscribe, lads, and go onto the Patreon site and sign up there, because we are fighting with YouTube over our membership. We haven't been monetized for a couple of months now, and we'll continue to for at least another month. So if you could join the Patreon thing, it helps what Dermot said earlier, it helps us give you the content that you enjoy, hopefully. And like and subscribe. The like button means plenty for the algorithm, whatever that means with YouTube. But anyway, so if you hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, subscribers we get. We're aiming for 2,000 by the start of the season. We're about, what, 150 short? 120 short?
I'll double check now. I'll tell you now in a minute. Just keep rabbing in the way there for a few minutes.
Yeah, okay. I'll keep talking rubbish for a few minutes here. It does. I mean, I know... I have to say, like, Dermot does an awful lot of work on this channel. You have no idea the amount of time he puts in behind the scenes here. I basically turn up on match day and rabbit on, talk bullshit. So he does. He's the main man on this. So do it for Dermot. And
we're 150 away, Philip. 150 from 2K. I think we can get there before the start of the season. I think we can get to 2K.
If we can get there, we've got three and a half weeks to go before the season starts. If we can get another two, then we want to get about maybe what 10 subscribers a day or 8 subscribers a day will bring us up to the 150, up to the 2,000. And once we hit 2,000, the aim is to go to 3,000 and further on from that. So really, we've big ambitions here, because you're gonna and not only on this channel, we've got a European football channel as well, a sister channel, which will be covering all the major leagues, Germany, France, Italy, Spain. We'll even be doing the League of Ireland.
Which I'm starting this Friday night. One thing about that, Philip, I'm going to walk up to the FEI and give somebody a rollicking. I have to pay €60 for all the games.
It's a bit like the GEA, yeah. They sell a season ticket, yeah.
Yeah, so this Friday, we're going to do our first League of Ireland watch-along.
Just one thing, though. Most of those, at least one of those games, is usually on live on a Friday night on RTE.
They're not live this Friday because there's a certain thing, because the Olympics starts this Friday.
Oh, well, of course, yeah, of course.
Yeah, and we are going to do the La Liga, the French League as well. So any of the big French games, we're going to cover them for you, Daniela. The Bundesliga, we're going to follow a bit of Troy Parrott as well, see if we can get a few of his games in.
Yeah.
So please go and hit the like and subscribe on the European Football Network till we die. Do it on here as well, guys. Whatever you're doing, please do hit the like button, hit the subscription, hit the Patreon button. And also, we are back with, a few pre-records will be up tomorrow.
Mm.
Anything breaks, we'll bring it to you live. Either if it's at 12 o'clock at night, we'll be live. Whatever you're doing, thanks for watching. God bless you all. Come on, you Spurs.
Come on, you Spurs.
And Big Ange, we trust.